America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So let's talk a little bit about the Royals, and we'll get back to Chiefs here coming up in just a bit. If you missed it, Michael Wacha has signed an extension with the Kansas City Royals that is going to keep him on the team for at least the next 3 years. Vern was on Cody and Gold earlier. He says that this move is giving confidence in the Royals starters.
When you look at last year's team and how many guys met or exceeded expectations, and for the most part, you're running that thing back again next year. Now you're expecting, and I heard you mention this earlier in the show, the bullpen on opening day 2025 should be far superior to the bullpen in 2024. Yes. So if there is any sort of regression from a Lugo, from a Singer, from an Alec Marsh, you're hoping that the bullpen could offset that. But as far as the innings that were logged by a Cole Reagans, by a Michael Wacha, I think I'm going to need those to be duplicated. I don't know if I'm banking on 200 from Seth Lugo again. And like you mentioned with the injury, whether that's Singer, Wacha, Reagans, whoever ends up finding themselves on the IL for a few weeks, to me, hopefully it's not as damaging as it was this past season, because when they lost Michael Wacha for that week and a half, they were a shell of themselves. To me, that was the one stretch that you kind of just throw out. The Dodgers series, the Yankees series, where they dominated the Royals at Kauffman Stadium.
I will say this in relation to the Royals, and we'll get back to the Chiefs here coming up momentarily. The Royals deserve a lot of credit. I think maybe 2 years ago, maybe a little bit further back, this is the only move that the Royals would have done. And we would have applauded the Royals. You had a pitcher who could have been a free agency. He was very key in this team making it to the postseason this year. And he leaves. He signs for more money. He signs for a bigger market, a team that has a better chance than the Royals. And we all kind of say, well, that's what we expected. So the fact that the Royals kept this player and also feeling like this is not the end is a pretty positive step. I give the Royals a lot of credit for going out and doing this and putting up the money. And I also think being willing to, once we really get to the hot stove portion of the season, being a team that I think is going to continue to spend money to really try to give yourself a chance to win the division. This is a really solid foundation. If you were telling me that they're going to have Reagans, Lugo, and Wacha as their top three again, let's see what happens with Brady Singer. Is he on the team? Are they going to package him for parts, maybe fill some of the other needs that they have on their team? You know what bringing Michael Wacha does? He gives you now flexibility. That's what he does. He gives you flexibility that if you're going to run with those four again as your rotation, good. And you feel like you can match up against anybody once again. If you want to roll with Reagans, Lugo, and Wacha, and you want to trade Brady Singer, you still feel very good because you've got your big three and you still feel like you can match up against most teams. I'm with Vern. I do think their bullpen's going to be better to start the season. That's not really my question. My question is going to be, they have acknowledged what they need this offseason. They said they need corner bats. So whether that is third base or whether that is left or right field, they need a little bit more pop in their lineup. So that's really the criteria that I'm holding them to. This is what they said they need. Are they going to go out and spend the money to go acquire those things? Because those things usually are not cheap. Here's what Vern had to say about what he thinks the Royals' next move could be.
The next move to me, would be an on-base bat, but you need to look a little bit deeper than that because I don't know if there's an everyday spot right now that is open on this team. So when we cast out that line for the free agents, the names that you're looking for, to me, are not guys that are expecting 145 starts, expecting 400-plus at-bats, because when you look at this team, right, you know Vinny and Salvi and Freddie and Bobby, right? Massey, I think everyone agrees, is the second baseman. JJ was going on and on about Michael Garcia and their belief in him and their belief in MJ Melendez in left. We like Izzy in center. Renfro, you have to pay him as he picks up his option.
There, yeah.
So maybe you can bring in someone to platoon with MJ, someone to platoon with Garcia or Renfro. But as far as here's the third base job, here's the second base job, I don't see him bringing in that caliber of player. So I don't see them spending that amount of money.
Again, we'll get back to the Chiefs here coming up in just a little bit. But I give the Royals a lot of credit for, I would say, completing phase one of the offseason. And phase one was what was going to happen with Michael Wacha. They have now ponied up. They have paid the money. Michael Wacha is coming back. Now, they have two big questions in front of them. What's the future for Brady Singer? And is he a part of the Royals' future? And how do you go back adding one or maybe two more bats in this lineup? If you can do that, there will be a lot of hope, a lot of optimism when baseball season rolls around, when we figure out if the Chiefs have won three consecutive Super Bowls or not. And there are going to be people not just talking about a wild card. The conversation will be about the Royals winning the American League Central. They felt like in a lot of ways they were right there. They were certainly knocking on the door and they just couldn't walk through it. Well, they grabbed one of those wild card spots and I would say they did about exactly what you expected them to do. Rob, you and I thought they matched up well against the Orioles. They beat the Orioles and then they went up against the Yankees, the team that made it to the World Series. And I just don't think the Royals from a roster standpoint are ready to compete with a team like the Yankees. But I thought the Royals showed pretty good fight in their series against the New York Yankees and at least showed themselves to be competitive. I think it also gave you a glimpse into what the offseason needs are going to be for the Royals. And Rob, we'll find out if they are willing to spend the money to go meet their needs over the course of the next 60, 75 days or so.
I think the Wacha move shows who they are, though. Like, we applauded, and we should have, applauded John Sherman and co. last year for getting Bobby Witt locked up. It was a thing that we kind of all were hoping would happen, but we had never seen happen in our lifetimes, Carrington. Beltran walked, Hosmer walked, Moustakas, Kane, that Grinky, they all left. So we applauded John Sherman and ownership. Hey, you did something no one else has done. You locked up the guy. Now we look at this and it feels like it's the first of a couple moves. It feels like they're willing to spend what it takes to do what's next. In the past, you would be like, oh, they signed Wacha. It's November 4th and they're done. That is not how it feels this year. So you talk about if they're willing to spend, pony up, and make the team go from a solid wild card team to a division contender and a potential division leader. I think ownership has shown you at every step along the way, we will do what it takes to pay to be in that group. And I think Wacha today, or I guess yesterday, is step one of that plan. And I feel like it's part of multiple steps, which we haven't felt that way about the Royals in a long time.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.